Mountain Mornings with Darren and Marsh on Mountain FM.
Good afternoon. It's the Prime Minister's switchboard calling. It's for the call with the Prime Minister.
Yes, please. Good afternoon, Prime Minister.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for calling us today. We know this is a busy day for you. Are you watching what's happening in D.C.?
I am. It's something that obviously is quite serious, and we're watching it closely. But obviously, there's no comments other than we hope that the electoral processes unfold peacefully.
You must have been relieved when Biden secured the election.
Well, look, my job is to work with whoever gets elected, and obviously, the past 4 years have had their challenges, but we've been able to do really big things like secure access to our most important partner at a time of protectionism by renegotiating a good NAFTA deal. So, yes, there's more alignment on things that really matter to a lot of Canadians, like climate change, with the incoming president. So, we'll be working on that. But my job is to make sure I'm defending Canadian interests, and that's going to remain.
Do you know when Biden's first official visit to Ottawa will be?
Those are still things being worked out.
Of course, yes.
You've been in conversations with some of our local businesses this week. Can you tell us about what you were chatting with, what their kind of thoughts and feelings were with regards to what's going on with the pandemic and how the government has responded?
Well, obviously, it's been a difficult time for everyone, but particularly areas that are reliant on tourism and international travel, or is the way Whistler is. The restaurant owners I spoke to, pointed out that Whistler businesses are used to a certain ebb and flow from one season to the next in terms of numbers, but this is really unprecedented and has been extremely difficult. But the fact that the federal government, has been there with supports, with wage subsidies, with investments, has allowed them to power through, and they're hopeful that things are going to get better soon with the vaccines coming. I think we all are hopeful about that.
So we heard that you were frustrated with how the vaccine was being rolled out. It's going slow. How do you think we can speed it up?
Well, I think obviously, this is an unprecedented mobilization, and we got vaccines earlier than anyone expected in December, which is a good thing because it allowed us to sort of stand up the processes. But we've already seen this week, significant accelerations of the processes across the country as people are getting their systems more in place. I'm confident that the pace of vaccination is going to pick up rapidly, and we will be there to support and help the provinces as they get these vaccines out the door.
Being someone that has spent a lot of time in Whistler in the Lower Mainland, what's your view on people driving from the Lower Mainland to ski here in Whistler during a pandemic?
Well, first of all, I mean, the amount of hours I spent listening to Mountain FM in many, many decades ago, driving up and down that Sea to Sky Highway when it was a lot trickier in its pre-Olympic days than it is now. I know how tempting it can be to get out there, but the reality is, we are not in normal times right now. In this pandemic, we need to be following public health advice, and part of that advice is not to travel unnecessarily, and as much as people would want to. We really have to be making smart choices to keep each other safe, to keep our loved ones safe, and to keep our frontline workers safe. So I know it's tough for a community that relies on visitors from outside, but people really need to hunker down and get through this winter so that we can have a better summer and, most importantly, a much better next year. When this pandemic is hopefully through, because we will have done the right things now.
Was that in your yellow Mercedes you were listening to us?
It was. I had an old beat up used Mercedes that was called the staff car. Yes, that was one of the ways. But I spent a lot of time hitchhiking on that highway too. Please don't tell my kids, but everyone working.
We all did it. Oh, yeah,
indeed.
For sure.
We've heard that sometimes your friends had to jump out and push through the intersections. Is that true?
It definitely happened a few times. It was a cool looking old car, but it wasn't designed for Whistler weather.
Hey, listen, we know you've got a tight schedule, and we wanted to end on a light note here. Marsh, as you may have noticed, is from England. My wife is from Scotland, healthcare worker, both in line for citizenship. Can you help? Can you speed up the process? Could you, over the phone, could you grant citizenship to my co-host and my wife, who is a frontline healthcare worker?
Listen, the work that our frontline health workers have done through this pandemic has been absolutely extraordinary, which is why we were so pleased to move forward on granting permanent residency status to many of the most vulnerable frontline workers who have been there to help out in very difficult situations. We have a strong and generous process on immigration that will unfold as quickly as possible. We've been down on immigration numbers over this year because of the lack of travelers and traveling. So we've increased the numbers on immigration next year and in the years to come by a little bit. So hopefully we'll be able to get around to seeing your loved ones become Canadian citizens as quickly as possible. But part of being a country that's open to immigration is Canadians' confidence that we have a system that is fair and that applies the same rules to everyone. So